Welcome to episode 80 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we're continuing our look at the Harry Potter series by looking at the abundance of trains and train-related incidents. Alright, so there's only one train in the Harry Potter books, but it does occupy a rather sizable role. It's one of the only locations that is referenced in every single book at least once, if not more, the train to Hogwarts, the Hogwarts Express. So what's going on here? Well, it turns out that trains have played a large role in Rowling's life. There is, of course, the famous story that she was sitting on a train that was delayed when, quote, the image of a dark-haired, bespectacled boy walked into her mind. Many of the key characters of the series, including Harry and Hagrid, came to her on that train ride. The series literally started on a train. But the connection goes deeper than that. J.K. Rowling's parents met on a train on the way to Scotland, meaning that a new phase of their lives began on that train. This symbolism again shows up in the books. Hogwarts, the wizarding school, is located in Scotland. In order to get to it, Harry must take a train from England to Scotland to begin his new life at Hogwarts. Trains permeate the iconography of the Harry Potter world. They symbolize new life and new beginnings, a symbol for hope in a world that so often seems empty of it. Thanks for tuning in to episode 80 of the Daily Brainwave. Thanks again to my sister Lauren for helping put together today's episode. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest a topic, send me an email at sean@dailybrainwave.com. You can find me on Twitter as @dailybrainwave, all one word. And make sure you come back tomorrow when we take a look at the sport of Quidditch, both imaginary and real.